Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulli.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Reetha.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
July 25th.
Happy Monday.
Wow, here we are mid-summertime, and I'll tell you, the heat's upon us, I guess, huh?
Yeah, and California's burning
down.
And California's burning down a little earlier than usual this year.
Yeah, we got a little spot going down there in the on the
Santa Clarita
fire there. Got 18 homes gone
down
there. 18 homes gone, 10,000 evacuated. Wow. You know, Reetha, no matter where you live, there could be a situation. You got to be ready, you know?
It's true.
And I always
tell
I
know people up in Santa Clarita, and they've had fires before, but this one's a big one.
And I tell people, you know, I was on the fire department, and I say, if nothing else, if you came home and saw your house was burned down, what would be your biggest fear? If the family's gone, it would be going in your room and finding all those tapes and collections and pictures and, you know, important documents and all that. Are they safe? So I always recommend have a safe in your house, fireproof, burglar-proof safe. It's not that big of an investment, and everything is going to be there when you open it up, you know.
Well,
anyway.
I actually have one of those great big old safes that you used to see in the Western movies, those floor safes that would rob the bank, they would blow up the safe. Well, I actually have my grandfather's. It is really from the 1800s. And
wow.
It's a huge safe. It's only about 3 feet tall, but it weighs a ton. I literally have to hire safe movers to come and move it.
I was
going to
say,
am I picturing you
coming up the stairs with a dolly and your safe and Reetha's pulling it up the stairs? I can't see that.
Yeah, it's huge.
But no, it is a good idea, and so much stuff going on, right? There's so much stuff going on with the now the Democrat convention. Oh, geez, and the hacking.
Well, that brings us up to our hot topics.
Hot topics.
There's a lot of stuff.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, I'll start with my hot topic, and I haven't told you this is a personal hot topic that I had going on last week. Last Wednesday, I had a heart attack.
Oh, my God, Reese, what the heck?
That's what I said.
What the heck?
I have been complaining for the last month, I went to the emergency room twice. They couldn't diagnose it. I've been to doctors. I've done all kinds of stuff. And finally, last Wednesday, I called the paramedics again and said, you've got to come get me. I got to the hospital and said, you've got to find out what this burning in my chest is. And they'd been telling me it was acid reflux. And I really think it's been going on for years. And what I ultimately discovered was if your EKG comes back normal, they don't really check any further to see if it was a heart problem. And my EKGs came back normal the whole time. And finally they started doing some other tests. And they said, oh, yep, you're right. You had a heart attack.
Wow.
And as it is, one of my arteries, and I've talked about the carotid artery in my neck, I think, before that was cleaned out in 2009. Well, this was another artery going into my heart that was 100% blocked. But, Jim,
wow.
I have to tell you, first of all, I thank God because God brought me through it. But modern medicine has come such a long way. They went in, they put a wire up through my body while I was awake, opened up the artery, stuck a stent in there, and came back out, opened up the heart. I was awake the whole time. The blood was flowing back to my heart, and actually, that happened on Thursday. They did the procedure. I came home on Friday, And I actually have felt better from the time they actually put the stent in than I have in really years. So it's really amazing. So I think I've been getting less and less blood flow to my heart over the years until it finally just clogged up.
Well, you
but
can't
I'm
tell.
Fine.
You couldn't have told by the way you get around so much and all the stuff you do. You know, you wouldn't be able to tell.
Oh, I know. I've been complaining actually for years that I wasn't as well as I thought I should be. And, you know, people and my take. I had a couple of takeaways from this. One is people will tell you that, oh, it's just you're getting old. Sometimes it's not you're just getting old. And that was my argument the whole time. It's like, yeah, I know I'm getting old, but I don't think I should be this tired and this whatever, whatever, whatever. And I shouldn't have been. I really did have something wrong. And I've also, I knew that women's heart attacks were not as detected as easily as men's heart attacks. But sometimes the symptoms are there, but you don't get a bad EKG or whatever, so they want to put it off on something much more mild. So I've always said and told people, you've got to be your own best advocate for your health. You got to know what's going on. And this is the case where I just went to the hospital. I said, no, you guys got to figure it out because this is not acid indigestion. You need to figure it out. So I'm doing great now. I just have to take it easy for a couple of weeks, which is really hard because I feel so good now that I want to be even more active than I was before, but I have to slow down for a minute. But
Catch up time.
Absolutely. I'm going to really start advocating for women's health and women's heart issues because it's amazing, I think, that I was allowed by medical professionals, and I'm not going to sue anybody. I don't think anybody did anything wrong. It's just that you know your own body, and I've known for years that things that they were telling me weren't quite right, that there was something else wrong with me, and you've got to advocate for yourself.
Yeah,
so,
you
got to
stand up,
You do, but I'm doing great, Jim, so that's my
topic. Well, I'm glad things worked out. You know, my dad used to say, you think you have troubles until you lose your health. You know?
Exactly.
Then you feel like some of that stuff you've been worrying about isn't so important when you wake up with a funny feeling. You know, it sure changes the perspective a little bit.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you're feeling better, Reed. So, you know, we're talking about the health on the show all the time and our veggie drinks and that. So the exercise program shows how important it is and staying on top of all this stuff. So moving along,
absolutely.
Hot topic. You know, we have a lot of stuff going on, guys. Top news stories, NBC News picked us a couple articles out of there. I'll tell you, there's so much. I can't cover everything. I'll just try to give you some highlights. Debbie Schultz has been ousted as chairman of the Democratic National Committee here. What the heck's going on? This isn't a good time for that, you know, while Hillary's starting her convention and the eve of the party's convention. It's an abrupt end to the chairmanship marked by controversy, which comes at the, with this weekend following revelations from leaked internal emails. You know, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of static in the attic with the convention there.
It's amazing. The Republican convention was full of a whole bunch of drama. Now we find out the Democrat convention
is drama,
full of a lot of drama.
And we got to keep you away from this drama. You got to sit there and watch peaceful shows on TV. And anyway, moving along here, we got 12 injured. I hate to relate some of the other stuff, but there is some little negative stuff here. 12 injured as a bomber outside the German music festival. 27-year-old Syrian man they said he'd been denied asylum. He blew himself up Sunday outside a music festival in Ansbach, Germany. And then four people are dead in an Arizona crash involving the Dallas Cowboys bus. The bus was carrying the Dallas Cowboys staffers, none of the players, but collided with a van on the Arizona freeway. And the article in NBC Health, brain games might cut Alzheimer's risks. All right, a computerized brain training program cut the risk of dementia among healthy people by 48%. From a study, so that's a little food for thought. Trump's national convention. Now it seemed to have gone on. They said overall it was a pretty successful event they had. And like you say, now we have Hillary with the Democrats, and we'll see how that pans out. Fort Myers, Florida, a shooting, two killed and a dozen injured in a shooting at a nightclub. And jumping overseas, Turkish lawmakers set to approve a state of emergency. A lot of stuff going on in Turkey. The declaration will give the government sweeping powers to expand a crackdown, closing of schools and arrests after their coup attempt. And, you know, a little bit in business here, Reed, $4.8 billion for Verizon buying Yahoo. And is it good or bad? Is it going to be beneficial? It's a big purchase. We'll see how it affects the stocks. And we're going to be moving into the benefits and all that in the stocks in later show. Yeah, Israel takes on social media giant with regarding Facebook. There's a lot of platforms that let a request to take down content that Jerusalem seems is fueling the violence. And Reetha and I were talking about the weather. Well, out here, Central and East Coast, we got hot weather all over. So be careful when you travel or if you go out for a drive or anything, bring water with you. Temps are expected to be 100 degrees across dozens of states. And we're talking about weather. Well, here with all the heat, we got 23 people dead in the West Virginia flooding. And then the Sand Fire, of course, 18 homes, 10,000 people evacuated in Santa Clarita. So jumping real quick into sports, Mike Piazza, Ken Griffey Jr., inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Chris Froome wins the third career Tour de France title, Tour de France, and the IOC will not enforce a complete ban on Russia for the Rio Olympics. So that's been on the news a lot lately too. You know, it's a lot of controversy. And I'll finish up with the Cubs closing in on Arnold Chapman. Super pitcher on the Yankees. So if the Yankees lose Chapman, that's going to be a real benefit for the Cubs if they can get him. Okay, Reed, try to squeeze in a lot of stuff in there real quick. And
that brings us up to our first commercial.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way.
This episode is brought to you by CrazyLoops.com, your best-kept secret when it comes to charity and just a fun accessory for your shoe and keychain. Visit CrazyLoops.com or the Crazy Loops Facebook page, facebook.com/CrazyLoopsNow. Now back to our scheduled program.
Crazy Loops. This is just taking, it's going to be a loop around the world. This is amazing. So, Reetha, are you there?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Get out your notebook. Every listeners, get out your notebook and prepare to take notes. Our guest today, someone you want to definitely get this information. He has been seen in entrepreneur success stories. He has a reputation for taking businesses to the highest level. Fred Smith, he has traveled nationwide to over 500 dealerships training and developing employees to reach their top potentials. Fred is also an author. His latest book, The Ultimate Success Secret, Business Strategist, Marketing Actor, Author. I mean, Fred, are you on with us?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Fred Smith, Reetha, Fred, this is Reetha. Reetha, Fred Smith. I don't know if you
know met Fred.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reetha, how are you? And before
I'm
we go,
fine. How are you?
Hey, I appreciate it. Before we go any further, I definitely was getting goosebumps when I heard your story. And I'd also like to send a shout out to Mark Stewart of Vesta. He's the one who makes those heart stents. And we were just talking about a month ago, and he was telling me the actual process and how he can do it, you know, while people are awake. And I literally got goosebumps when I heard you say that. So I'm honoring the fact that you're still here with us. You have a lot of horsepower. I love you to death, and I'm just thankful to be talking to you right now.
Well, thank you for making those stents.
Absolutely.
Well, Fred is a you know, he fits all the bills there. He's a positive speaker. He's built so much. He's worked with so many companies. He's you know, not a baby boomer, but he's a good example to baby boomers, and you know, even the transition period. And he's got so many success stories. So Fred, tell us a little bit about it. I mean, you got a book coming up, The Ultimate Secret, Success Secrets, and you're traveling and so many companies that you work with. Fill us in a little bit about what you have going on.
Well, I appreciate it, Jim. I just released a book about 2 weeks ago. It is called The Ultimate Success Secret. And the biggest question that I like to ask and throughout the whole book while people are reading it is that, is it possible that there is one single super powerful secret of success of far greater importance than others? So I don't want to spoil it. You know, everybody likes to have these spoiler alerts, but the challenge that most people have is when I'm looking at all of these businesses and I go in there, the biggest discovery that I've discovered over since like 95 has been most business owners, regardless of whether they're small to mid-size or even enterprise level, they're very tactical. And while tactics aren't necessarily a bad thing, when you get to a certain level, when you start hitting a lot of traction in your business, the best thing that I've seen people not do that they should do is to revisit a vision statement or mission statement, because they have to start solidifying. Because when I've gotten up to the entrepreneur level, the enterprise level businesses where they're one or they're like a few hundred million and up, what I've discovered is that you typically have a couple hundred employees, if not thousands of employees. There's typically more turnover than when you first started up. You could have been bootstrapping, and now you're an enterprise-level company. So whenever you're going through these processes, a lot of the owners at some point in time, they either go away from their business, they become absentee owners, or it gets so large and they forgot why they got in business in the first place. So then they wind up buying their job, regardless of even if they're making millions of dollars. I'll still see people in their businesses acting like they're just upstarting. And I have to sometimes tap them on their shoulder and go, okay, it's over. You know, you're the next level now. So if you want to scale it out, here's what you have to do. And just through that, I've gotten a lot of great relationships and friends. I did have to do a lot of traveling since 95. I think this is the first year that I have not. So the only place
so
I want to go for a little bit is Mali, and then I'll be done.
wait. No. I want you to let us know when you're going, because it's break time for us. And we go. I'd like to go too. So Fred, listen, we got a scenario. All right, Mr. and Mrs. Jones are sitting out in the backyard. They're retired now, but they're kind of looking around, and they check the table over there, and they go, whoa, look at the bills sitting there. And that's one of the scenarios, Fred, with the baby boomers, is after a while they're retiring, and they don't have that much money in the bank. And guess what? Shortly after retirement, the money's gone. And they're looking around thinking, now what? We got to start figuring out something to do. But they don't really want to go back to work. So enter Fred Smith, entrepreneur. What do you think we should have going on? What can happen with this couple? Mr. and Mrs.
That's
Jones.
Is there
potential for them? Is there any possibility that they can do something in the entrepreneurial world, start their own business?
1,000%, 1,000,000%, yes. That's an amazing question, and because what I've discovered is that what you have to realize, especially with the baby boomers, is that you guys have laid, and girls, have laid the groundwork for a lot of the millennials and Generation Xers like me to duplicate. So remember your strength, remember your power. Whatever you did to get to where you are today as far as retirement goes, my ultimate recommendation first is to simply write that out and start remembering how you were able to generate those checks. It doesn't matter whether you were, you know, three-figure, four-figure, nine-figure, 20-figure, whatever. It doesn't matter. The biggest challenge that I see most people not doing is that they just don't stop, okay? So the first thing to do I as a perfect example, I just talked to a gentleman a couple of days ago. He ran a mortgage company, and he wants to scale out to the next level. And it was pretty much the exact same question. When I said, hey, what about what you've done before? It's made you millions of dollars. He's like, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm over
yeah.
it. Okay, great. I understand. However, time
right.
and space, if that's where your energy has been for the last 20 or 30 years, why would you cut that off? And why would you prevent yourself from at least automating that so that you can go on to the next level of things that you want to do? And especially since now that you have the internet at your disposal, the amazing thing about the internet is that it has a very low barrier to entry. And most baby boomers have kids. So even if they don't know how to use the internet, guess what they can do? Outsource it. All of a sudden, you take everything of your brain
yeah.
trust. Take everything that you've done, you sequence it out as from point A to point Z, go from A to Z, and then slowly but surely what you can start doing is building. I've been working from home since 2005, so I know this, and I have kids at home. And even as savvy as I am with the internet, I don't know a lot, so sometimes I'll say, hey, do this over here. Can you,
yeah.
do you mind sharing with me how you did it later?
Now
but right now what I want to do is take my content that I've been earning an income with and just monetize it. That's the biggest
okay.
advice that I can give anybody. So whatever
okay.
your strength
has
been.
So you're putting smiles on their faces, Fred, because you're talking about actually staying home and not getting out in rush hour traffic, which they don't want to do anymore. They've done it for 40 years. You know, they don't want to do it. So you could actually stay home and you have a good chance of resourcing what you know out of your home.
1,000%. I mean, because then the other great thing about it is everybody's worldwide these days, and I have a saying, and again, I can't take credit for it, but you have to act globally and think locally, and you have to act locally and think globally. It's not the same thing, but when you start really understanding, if you take your situation, you multiply it times 8 billion people, there's a strong probability that what you're saying is going to resonate with your specific audience. So you don't necessarily have to talk to everybody. What my recommendation has always been is to take your strength. I don't care about my weaknesses
right.
at this point in time. I can outsource all of that stuff. That's why you have employees. That's why you have teammates. That's why you have people
yeah.
who can help fill in those blanks. So the first step that I would say is just to really embrace what you've been doing all of these years. Whether you liked it or not, it's generated an income. Take that pillar, reinforce that pillar, get to the point where you can automate it and digitize it and monetize it, and then move on to the next thing.
Okay. So resource what you know already. Why let that go to waste, right?
Exactly. But that's the common mistake that I see, especially with people who are highly creative and they're the artist mindset. The technical people typically have more of a control issue, like, why would I want to let anybody know that? It's like, okay, well, do you like the money? Do you want to get paid for what you know? Okay, so
yeah.
you have a choice to make. I mean, it's okay. You still can say yes or no.
That
but
makes
at the end
sense.
Of the day, you know, but at the end of the day, you have to realize, again, and the other two things that I see is pride and ego. And if you can just be humble but hungry and say, you know what, I don't have it all figured out, I'm going to look for help, then magically you start getting resources that were there in front of you, in your face all these years, and it's hidden in plain sight. So that's the other thing that I recommend to baby boomers. I recommend it to anybody. Stop, take a look, see exactly what resources you have that are online and offline. And a lot of people, Jim, don't like, and Rifa, they don't like to take that first step. It is the hardest step. It is 80% of what you do. The other 20% is the technical part, but a lot of people like to get caught in the technicals more so than the thought process.
See?
Now, Fred, you're a consultant, so do you consult just companies or do you consult individuals? I know you have training groups and mastermind groups and lunch and learns and all kinds of different things. What exactly do you consult, or who can call you and benefit from your services?
And that's a brilliant question too. And here's the first thing that I get people to realize, and this is going to answer your question. Regardless of what business you are in, as far as how you earn a living, whether it's a product or service, business is not business. Business is people. There has to be a person at the receiving end of whatever offer you have in order for a transaction to take place. So it doesn't matter, as long as you're, you know, of course, have the wherewithal to make that small step. That's one of the first things that I tell people in the masterminds or in the other groups or wherever I'm going is just that look around you. In order for this thing to work collaboratively, you have to have people involved. It doesn't matter what your widget is. It doesn't matter, what your product or your service is or your offer. So to answer your question a lot more directly, I talk to people with the wherewithal who want to go out there and do something big. That's it.
Yeah, it seems like
it could be a company. It could be an individual.
Yeah.
You can be an individual. You can be a company.
See,
awesome. So if people want to get in touch with you, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, I'm pretty transparent. My cell phone number, I don't have any problem getting it out. It's been out there for years. You can Google it. It's 310-498-4551, because I have a team who handles my phone, so we're good. And if anybody wants the immediate gifts or they want to see exactly a little bit more about what I'm talking about, they can just text my name, Fred, F-R-E-D, to 444-999. And they'll be able to download a lot of the free gifts and offers so that they can see exactly what I have. And then I do have a lot of people who come to me for sales because I'm also known for the sales, the marketing, and leadership. They can typically go to one of my webinars, highconversionselling.com, and they'll be able to see me in action, just us talking about the shifts that most people have to make in their lives.
Now, Fred's middle name, Reefa, is Humble. Okay, it's Fred Humble Smith, because he doesn't mention that Fred's last project in the automotive industry was scaling up an insurance company from zero to more than $300 million in less than 5 years. And he doesn't even mention that. You see? See what I mean? So that's why I told you guys, take out your notebook and come on to the show. We got the archive shows and listen to this stuff and give Fred a call if you're thinking starting a business or something. But you gave us some tips, Fred, and thank you very much. And the part about no more rush hour, you actually do it from home. That's intriguing to a lot of us. And
absolutely,
Fred, we got to have you on again. You just have too much to share, and we need help. A lot of the baby boomers with this deductibles on the insurance, it's causing them to go broke. They just don't save up enough money, et cetera. So a lot of them need to do this. They need to put a plan of attack together to create some income. So Fred's the guy to call.
And I thank you for your trust, and I really thank you for your time on that. It definitely means a lot to me because, again, it's just too much. It's just too many people out there who have so much to bring to the table as far as what they've offered and what they've done in life. And I think everybody needs to shine and show their brilliance in every aspect of life.
Very good, very good.
Well,
thank you, Fred.
Thank you for coming on.
And we'd
thank
like
you
to
kindly.
Have you pop on it again sometime, Fred. If I know you're a busy guy, but maybe sometime sooner than later. But,
and one last time, what's your phone number and your web address?
Okay, well, they can. My phone number is 310-498-4551 for the free gifts and everything like that. Also, had the entrepreneur course on there. It was originally a $4,000 course that I'm giving away. They can just text Fred, F-R-E-D, to 444-999, 444-999. And if they also want to know a little bit more about the actual shifts that people have to make in their lives, they can go to highconversionselling.com.
And the ultimate
awesome.
Success secret, get that book. Okay, got a lot of Fred's tips in there.
The book
Thank
is included as part of the download.
All right.
So get that book. Thank you very much, my friend. And we'll be talking to you and hope to have you on again soon.
Of course. Hey, guys, thank you for everything, and I really appreciate it, and I honor you. Thank you for your work. It's big work.
Thank you, Fred. All right. Well, Reefa, I told you, did you take some notes? Well, we can listen to the show, but, these are the kind of tips that people need because a lot of them want to go back, but they don't really want to.
Absolutely. Well, that brings us to our last commercial.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Actually, I guess we're running short, so we're just going straight to tech time. I've got a real quick tech time since we've taken up so much time already this morning, and it's take your blood pressure. Now, this seems pretty low-tech, and I think I might have even covered it before, but it's even more important to me now because one of my problems before the heart attack was high blood pressure, which is definitely one of the warning signs that you've got some problems going on. And, sometimes people don't go to the doctor literally for years at a time. I'm the type of person, I go for my physicals, I go for checkups, I do everything. I'm always in the doctor's office. that I don't get sick often. But taking your blood pressure is something that's very easily done at home, by yourself, on your own. They've got these blood pressure machines in the drugstores, in the pharmacies, and all you have to do is pop some batteries in, wrap that cuff around your arm, and they do it to you all the time at the doctor, so it's not real hard. And you put the cuff on your arm, push a button, and it will take your blood pressure for you. High blood pressure is called the silent killer because most people don't get any signs. I've had high blood pressure for years, and they've been trying to manage it, but I have absolutely no signs when my blood pressure goes up high. I don't get a headache. I don't get dizzy. I have absolutely no signs. So it's very important that you take your blood pressure. And it's technical because it's digital. It's one of those things you push the button. You don't have to read it yourself or try to figure it out. It'll do it all for you. So those of you that are, I'd say even over 40, go out and get yourself a blood pressure machine. It lasts for years. It's a real easy way to indicate that your blood pressure is high without having to worry about going to the doctor. And you can monitor it. So if it seems to be high, keep a little notebook of what your blood pressures are. If it's higher during the morning or higher in the evening or what's going on. So when you go to your doctor, you're equipped to tell your doctor, okay, my blood pressure may be this at this point in time, but this is what it's been for the last 2 weeks. And that gives them a better indication of what's going on with your health. So get a blood pressure machine. It's worth it.
Wow, yeah, that's a good tip. You know, Reza, it's like the old term, nip it in the bud. You know, you want to stay on top of the stuff. Sometimes people put things off. It's better to get in there and get them checked, you know?
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, guys, we were talking. Fred was mentioning the, some of the things you can do when you're sitting around and you figure, well, hey, I'm running out of money here. I'm supposed to be in retirement, but or maybe you have money and you're fine. And there's a lot of scenarios, but then there's that transition. Well, that's what I'm going to touch on here. Ways to make a smooth transition to retirement. Many people have the time of their lives in retirement, while others feel a little bit of a drift. All right, in a USA Today article, and just recapping some of this, especially when they are in transition to a new lifestyle. See, here you are, the CEO of some company, your whatever the scenario is, and all of a sudden, you're not anymore. And like that one movie I saw with Jack Nicholson, he's talking to the new guy that's taking over the office, and he's showing him all the different piles of, files and books and boxes full of the different clients they had. And the guy said, well, thank you very much. And he gets out in the parking lot, and he's getting ready to drive away. He got his gold watch with him. And they're hauling all his stuff out and throwing it away, throwing it in the trash. And the new guy's sitting there, and he just has this computer and everything, so it's a transition. Now, the guy's out there and looking around thinking, what do we do now? Well, about two-thirds of retired baby boomers say they had challenges adapting to this change in their lives. One survey showed among the toughest parts, missing the day-to-day social connections with colleagues, getting used to a new and different routine, and finding ways to give meaning and purpose in their days. Well, I'll tell you, after working, 50 years, I didn't have a big problem with wondering what to do with my time. Although I'm keeping very busy with keeping up with Eric, I didn't find the transition too tough. But realizing that retirement may be your best opportunity to maximize time spent doing what you really like to do, says psychologist Mary Lingard, 57, co-author of How to Age in Place. Some people know exactly what they want to do and where and with whom. Others, often those who had to devote a lot of time and effort to responsibilities and duties that didn't necessarily make them happy, need time and permission to break old habits and create new patterns. Guys, this is going to definitely be a part two. There's a lot more to this transition situation, but we're pretty much out of time. And Aretha and I both have kind of went through the transition, but we are kind of back in the mode. So it's not like you got to retire and then sit around. And I'm going to go in next week and follow through with more situations on how people are transitioning to retirement. Well,
you're
Aretha,
right.
I think we're about out of time here. And I'm
glad
you're feeling better. What do you think of the aspirin situation, Aretha? Is that something you heard about? I've heard people take aspirin to possibly reduce.
I have been taking the small dose aspirin for years now, and I've been put back on Plavix, which doesn't thrill me, but it's also a blood thinner. And probably the aspirin over the years has helped me so that the heart attack wasn't as severe and that it probably sustained me until they actually made the diagnosis and was able to go in and do something different. So, yeah, I think the baby aspirin's a good deal. Some people have stomach sensitivities. I don't, so it was fine for me. So you just have to, you know, you have to pay attention. Your doctor has to pay attention, but you have to pay even more attention than your doctor because it's your body.
Yeah. That's right.
So,
you know it better
than
me.
We're out of time. So you talked about the crazy loops. The crazy loops are out there. We're going to be hearing more and more about crazy loops over the next few weeks. EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Check out everything Easy Way. You can text the promo code Easy Way to 21777. You can get the app and find out everything that's going on Easy Way. They've got the Access membership, so you want to know what's going on with all the events that are coming up. The radio network, Easy Way Radio, is just got all kinds of stuff going on. And
Easy Way Experience. For your, there's so much, Aretha. And, you know, the Easy Way Experience for your corporate event, see the endorsements. I mean, there's crazyloop.com, CaterinaJewelry.com, Crazy Loops. Get in the loop and watch what happens. So there's so much, Reed, so much. So I'm going to give you a buzz every once in a while. I'll make sure Reed is doing fine. And
everyone's checking on me now, and then they get mad because I'm out. And it's like, wait, you're not supposed to be out. You had a heart attack last week. It's like, I know, I'm taking it easy, though. I really am.
Take it easy, yeah. Kick back a little bit. Give yourself a little time. You know, when I was in the fire department, people get in accidents, they get hurt, and they get healed up, and they're right back to the tennis court. Now, you got to give yourself a little extra time. You know, it's not like you got to lay around, but, you know, slowly but surely. But anyway,
Absolutely. Thanks
for coming on the show, everybody. Thanks for jumping on board, and we want you to tune in next week. Don't forget the archive shows, retirement insurance, strategies for starting a business, whatever. It's endless. There's so many shows Reith and I have done. And, Reith, time to sign off, I guess. And we'll see you guys.
Absolutely.
We'll talk to you
next
week.
See you next Monday morning at 10 a.m.
So long, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live. Every Monday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, you get to listen to Aretha Gray and Jim Zulli telling you guys all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So things coming up. Don't forget to get your issue of Hollywood Weekly Magazine. August 1st, newsstands everywhere with Eric Zulli on the cover. Don't forget to get your Clarity, C-L-A-R, the number 8ty.com/Thrive, so you don't get a heart attack with Calibrate and Circulate. Now, Aretha, we're so glad to hear that you're okay. And last but not least, don't forget to download the Eric Zulli app. Easy Way, text Easy Way, letter Z, W-A-Y, to the number 21777, and learn all things about everything Easy Way. And speaking of Easy Way, don't forget to catch Easy Way on the Go, hosted by Eric Zulli and all of his friends, all his celebrity friends and supporters. Everything Easy Way on the Go. Get your event covered by Easy Way on the Go, and within 10 to 20 minutes, get a professional commercial sizzle of your event posted on Facebook and all social media within 10 to 20 minutes. Pretty awesome, huh? Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live. Every Monday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time with Aretha Gray and James Zulli. Tune in next week. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.